Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35,000ths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, today we're going to speak on creating cash flow wholesaling houses on eBay. Creating cash flow wholesaling houses on eBay. The live stream number is 619-768-2945. That's 619-768-2945. Okay, before we do that, we're going to play Solar Cabin as we usually do, and then get into how you can wholesale housing. I didn't say house or real estate, but housing, which includes all those, on eBay. This is something that you can literally start this weekend. So we'll be back we'll play the Solar Cabin, then we'll be back to go through the walk you through the steps of this, which is it's pretty simple. If you have any questions, give us a call at 619-768-2945.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land, okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with, usually, if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions. And that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills. And then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions I have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine, or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Okay, now we've got, 18 minutes. So we're going to give you something easy to process and work on this weekend. Today's podcast is titled, once again, Creating Cash Flow, Wholesaling Houses on eBay. He built his cabin for $2,000 and he, well, $5,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $5,000 for the solar electric system. So what we're going to do now is, and people can follow along with me remotely, and we're organizing online clubs where you can work with us on a weekly basis and make real money doing this. Let's go to, if you're online, go to realtor.com. Realtor.com, realtor.com, and let's look for houses that are, first thing, let's pick a city. I'm going to pick Detroit in this example. All right, Detroit, Michigan. So you go to realtor.com, type in Detroit, Michigan, and then you're looking for filters here. Now, we want to purchase something that, okay. When you get to realtor.com, then you go to Detroit, Michigan. And then after you get to that page, Detroit, Michigan Real Estate and Homes for Sale, then you click on Price. You want no minimum and a maximum, I'm going to put $40,000 in here. You don't want them that high. We're looking for houses that are, hold it, and then we want, okay. We need to do another filter on this. We want, oh, wait a minute. We want houses from the lowest to the highest. Okay, let's see. View list. Oh, man, wait a minute. Okay, we want Detroit, Michigan, Okay, now, we want price, no minimum, but put on here $10,000 if they'll allow us to do it. All right, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. All right, put 10. I think it'll allow us to put in 10K. No, all right, now it's got 20. All right, 20,000. So low, man, no. You want the minimum to be, okay, this search engine is tripping, at least on my laptop. What you want houses to come back for, okay, for the sake of, because we don't have that much time here. Okay, what's coming up on my screen is houses that are 12,005, 18,000, 15,000, 12,000. What you're looking for houses, all right, here's one for 10,000. If they're asking 10,000, they'll probably take five. Make an offer for four or five. And we're going to have to go to more detail on that on another date here, but they've got a bunch of $10,000 houses here. So if they're asking for, and if, you know what, I'm going to see if I can go lower on this. Okay. The minimum price, put in $1, and then the maximum price, put in $5,000, $5K. See what that does. Okay. And it keeps on going back up to 10,000. Okay, I found it. Okay, here we go. That's on Realtor.com. All right, now on this site, which is a retail site, I'm looking at a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, $5,000. Another 2-bedroom, 1-bath, $5,000. So they have here $5,000 houses, a rack of them on here. You can offer the purchase price with no haggling. But if they're asking for five, they'll probably take two. All right. Anyway, let's say no haggling. You buy one of these $5,000 houses. Then you go over to eBay and you put it up for auction and let the highest bidder win. Now, you got two options. You can put it on eBay. Let's say you bought it at 5 and you want to sell it at 10. You can have a buy-it-now price, or you can do an auction, A or B. So we'll be doing this on a weekly basis. Now, there's some other options, but it's really that simple. So people that, like I say, and I'm just giving you one strategy. Go to any other sites besides Realtor.com, but Realtor.com is a bunch of $5,000 houses in Detroit. The other cities, I can tell you the cities where you can find them, and the other cities where you waste your time trying to look for them. Like, you're not going to find anything in D.C. for $5,000. But Detroit, you can. So you can, once again, if they're asking five, they'll probably take two. But if you don't want to haggle, take the five. Typically, these things need work. Buy it for five, then put it up on eBay. On eBay, you got two options. You can have a buy it now price, or you can have an auction. So let's say you wanted to make a quick $2,000 or $3,000. You put it up on, you buy it for $5,000, and then you go on eBay and then you sell it for $7,000 or $8,000, maybe $10,000. Or if you think you can get more than $10,000, whatever number you have in your head, you can have an auction. They're 3-day auctions, 7-day auctions, 30-day, whatever you want. So this is what we're going to pick a project out every week. Now, we have some other strategies besides eBay. I mean, excuse me, going to Realtor.com. But study Detroit. The $5,000 house does exist. Once again, they typically need work. And then we'll be having offline meetings to guide people through this, because I'll be involved in we're going to either do them every week or every other week. We'll probably do them every other week until people get hang of it. Okay, let's go to the lines here. 314, your mic is open.
L.A., what's going on?
Oh, you know, end of the year. Getting ready for next year.
Robin still on the train? Man, you sure she got on?
No,
she might have got on the ship.
She's in the, matter of fact, let me open up her mic. Robin, somebody's asking for you. Robin?
She might have got on the ship, headed across the ocean.
No, no, her.
You know something else
home.
You can do to those properties, too?
What's that?
It's put a few $100s in landscaping in them. And then make them sell real quick.
That's true, curb appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you can do some landscaping and then maybe stage a couple of rooms in the house and just,
yeah,
you know, just
you can
let people know.
Rent some furniture.
Right.
Or buy the furniture. And
you can go to a thrift store and pick up that stuff.
Right.
Or there might be stuff left in there already. Just clean it up.
Yeah, if they got a stove in there, go to Walmart and buy some of them already rotisserie chicken that's cooked. Put that on the stove and a pot of something that can smell good when people come in there. They feel right at
chocolate
home.
Chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, fresh baked cookies.
Yeah.
Hey, those are excellent ideas.
Or bake a sweet potato. Nothing smells like a sweet potato.
Right. See, so this is the kind of dialogue I'm soliciting, because we want to have at least one offline project. Let's say every other week to start, and then see how it goes from there.
Trim the yard, the lawn, get the weeds out the sidewalk, if there is any, trim
mm-hmm.
the trees. All that don't cost very much
right.
money.
That's really the that would actually get your. That's probably the best way to get rid of the property, resell the property. Most people start on the inside and then work their way out. But
mm-hmm.
I like your strategy. Get the outside right first. And then work yourself back in.
Right.
So
okay, well, I'll let you get back to your show.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Let's see. Robin, you show back up? Okay. And she's somewhere around. So you just heard. Like I say, let's go back to Realtor.com. Most of these houses that you can get at that price, and we're talking about for people just tuning in, we're talking about, we got 5 minutes left, creating cash flow from wholesaling housing. Now, they're a different type of housing, but for the sake of time today, we're talking about real estate. So if you go to people that are just coming online or into the live stream, go to realtor.com. That's R-E-A-L-T-O-R.com. And then type in Detroit, Michigan. And then under the price, you're going to ask for a price. You want the minimum to be $1 and the maximum price to be $5,000. And then a bunch of houses that are going to pop up. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 houses and a number of, let me do this easy way. Between houses and lots, building lots, looking about 15 properties. Half of them are houses easily. Okay, most of these are fixer-uppers, and all of them, taking a page out of Pianchi's wise strategy, all of them need curb appeal. That's where you start. Get the outside looking nice first, because that's going to help with your marketing. But even before we get to that part, now you see in Detroit they have, you can get inventory of 5,000. So you can buy one of these 5,000 houses either solo or as a collective. And then you want to put it on eBay. You can put it under the buy it now section. Let's say you buy it for $5, you want to sell it for $10. You can go that route, or you can put it out there as an auction, and you might be able to get more than 10. But either way, if you have that outside looking good called curb appeal, that'll help your marketing. So there's a bunch of houses I'm looking at, $5,000. Here's one for $4,000, another for $4,995. A vacant lot for $3,000. Then lots for $5,000. But the actual standing house, but like I say, most of these need some type of work. Now, anybody who's interested in learning more or participate, because we're going to put together online, for lack of a better term, investment clubs or Zuzus, where we can pitch in, get a piece of property, sell it online via eBay or whatever, and make money on it. Give me a call at 202-280-5153. That's 202-280-5153. Or text me at that number. Okay, we're going to go more into detail on this, and we might even have a conference call this weekend on it. So text me if you want to be on that conference call this weekend, because this is starting like immediately. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day and great weekend.